Welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, May 5th, 2025, and we have a lineup of legal headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Investor news breaks: Quantum Biopharma Limited, QNTM, files amended $700 million market manipulation complaint in federal court. Quantum Biopharma, NASQNTM, has filed an amended complaint in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, alleging market manipulation tactics by CIBC World Markets and RBC Dominion Securities. The complaint seeks damages exceeding $700 million for violations of federal securities laws between January 1, 2020 and August 15, 2024. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative biotech solutions for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders. The company's lead compound, Lucid MS, aims to prevent and reverse myelin degradation, a key factor in multiple sclerosis. Quantum Biopharma also maintains strategic investments through its subsidiary, FSD Strategic Investments, Inc. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/QNTM.
Aristocrat Group Corp. announces appointment of attorney and CPA Christopher Bird to Board of Directors. Aristocrat Group Corp. has appointed attorney Christopher Bird, JD MBA, CPA, to its board of directors. With over four decades of legal, financial, and risk management expertise, Mr. Bird will also serve as a key advisor as the company advances toward full reporting status and pursues uplisting to larger capital markets. His distinguished career includes being directly involved in the landmark merger between Valero Energy Corporation and Ultramar Diamond Shamrock, showcasing his expertise in navigating complex corporate transactions. Mr. Bird's dual qualifications as both a seasoned attorney and CPA bring significant advantages to Aristocrat Group Corp., ensuring rigorous adherence to corporate governance standards and financial transparency. His leadership will play a vital role in strengthening internal controls, enhancing shareholder confidence, and positioning the company for sustainable long-term growth.
Giselle Gutierrez of Exhibit G Law Firm appointed to HR Miami Board of Directors as Director of Legislative Affairs. Giselle Gutierrez, founding attorney of Exhibit G Law Firm, has been appointed as Director of Legislative Affairs on the Board of Directors of HR Miami, the largest professional association for HR professionals in Miami-Dade County. In this role, Gutierrez will track legislative trends, advocate for the HR community, and keep members informed on critical changes in employment law. With a commitment to workplace safety, equality, and compliance, Gutierrez represents clients in labor and employment law disputes, arguing cases before various boards and courts. She is known for her dedication to her clients' best interests and is a respected leader in the legal community, conducting training seminars on labor and employment laws and volunteering with various legal organizations.
The Patent Pier LLC celebrates World Intellectual Property Day 2025. The Patent Baron PLLC, led by experienced intellectual property attorney J. Baron L'Esperance, proudly joins the global community in celebrating World Intellectual Property Day 2025. This year's theme, IP and the SDGs, Building Our Common Future with Innovation and Creativity, highlights the essential role of intellectual property rights in driving progress and solving global challenges. The Patent Baron PLLC reaffirms its commitment to safeguarding innovation, empowering inventors, businesses, and creators across industries. Founder J. Baron L'Esperance emphasizes the importance of protecting ideas as a foundation for growth, sustainability, and opportunity. With a mission to "I put a lock on your ideas," the Patent Baron PLLC offers agile strategies and comprehensive protection to navigate the evolving IP landscape. Learn more about World Intellectual Property Day and legal services at the Patent Baron's website or by contacting the firm directly. at 202-318-2454. Disabled Arizona father files federal ADA lawsuit against judge and justice court over retaliatory contempt charge. Joseph Lathis, a disabled father of five and mouth cancer survivor, has filed a federal civil rights and ADA lawsuit against Round Valley Justice Court and Judge Butch Gunnels in Arizona. The complaint alleges serious violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act, Rehabilitation Act, and constitutional protections. Despite presenting medical records, Lathis was denied counsel during his trial and forced to proceed with limited accommodations. Judge Gunnels later issued a contempt order suggesting retaliation after Lathis filed an appeal and separate lawsuit. The federal lawsuit seeks relief, damages, and a jury trial, citing concerns about systemic discrimination in the court's handling of disability claims. Lathis has launched a GoFundMe campaign to raise legal funds and awareness for disability rights and has requested a DOJ investigation into the judge for abuse of power and retaliation. The Stuckey firm welcomes J. Michael Vervoort as partner. The Stuckey firm proudly announces J. Michael Vervoort as a new partner, effective immediately. Since 2020, Michael has shown dedication to securing positive outcomes in personal injury cases in Ohio and Pennsylvania. His commitment to client service aligns with the firm's values, ensuring personalized attention and relentless advocacy. With a Juris Doctorate from Ohio Northern University, Michael's community involvement includes serving on boards and coaching youth football. As partner, he will continue representing injured individuals while shaping the firm's future. Founded in 2018 by Nathan Stuckey, the Stuckey firm prioritizes people over process, providing reliable representation across Ohio and West Virginia.
OpenAI expresses interest in buying Google Chrome. OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, has expressed interest in acquiring Chrome, the world's most widely used web browser, if Google were ever required to sell it. Nick Turley, a senior OpenAI executive, revealed this during testimony supporting the U.S. government's antitrust case against Google. The outcomes of these court cases are likely to be followed by numerous AI companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., as they could reshape the technology landscape.
Rachel Smith Injury Law KC 100 plus years experience, dedicated to your recovery in our community. In Kansas City, Rachel Smith at Injury Law Associates is the top choice for slip and fall accident representation, bringing over a century of combined experience and strong community ties. With a deep commitment to local organizations like Circle of Red and the Women's Employment Network, the firm offers unparalleled experience, dedicated advocacy, and thorough case building. From assertive negotiation to a client-focused approach, Injury Law Associates ensures a stress-free legal process for slip and fall victims. And with a contingency fee basis and free consultations, they are ready to fight for your rights. Contact Injury Law Associates today for experienced and community-minded legal representation.
Light of Justice, Document Preparation and Immigration Services. Light of Justice, based in Lawrenceville, Georgia, offers document preparation services for individuals seeking family or immigration law assistance. While not a law firm, their team of paralegals can assist with green card applications, naturalization, visa extensions, DACA renewal, work permits, family petitions, TPS, and asylum. They also provide family law document preparation services for divorces and weddings in Gwinnett County. While not a substitute for legal advice, Light of Justice can help with document checklists, form filling, and organizing paperwork according to USCIS guidelines. Additionally, they can connect clients with experienced attorneys for legal representation. Founder Liz Mendoza, a passionate advocate for justice, leads the team in simplifying the paperwork process and reducing the stress of immigration applications. Contact Light of Justice today for more information. The Law Champ announces new content on boating accidents and personal injury lawyers for South Texas boaters. The Law Champ, a top-rated personal injury law firm in Brownsville, Texas, has announced new content on boating accidents, highlighting the importance of having a personal injury lawyer in South Texas. With the summer boating season approaching, the Gulf of Mexico and surrounding areas are expected to be busier than ever, increasing the risk of accidents. The Villarreal law firm, known as the Law Champ, helps victims of boating accidents navigate the complexities of personal injury claims. Boating is a popular activity in South Texas, with nearly 560,000 registered boaters using the state's lakes and ocean waters annually. Having a boating accident attorney like Javier Villarreal can ensure victims receive fair compensation for injuries, medical bills, and other damages. It is critical for boating enthusiasts in South Texas to be prepared for the unexpected. Contacting a knowledgeable attorney right away can help secure the best possible outcome. Federal whistleblower files constitutional challenge to private equity Hagee Capital-controlled bankruptcy in Wellpath Holdings case. Dr. Kanwar Partap Singh Gill, MD, a federal whistleblower and board-certified physician, has filed a 75-in-1 verified emergency motion suit in the Wellpath Holdings bankruptcy case, alleging procedural fraud and ADA retaliation by private equity sponsor HIG Capital. Dr. Gill asserts that the bankruptcy was used to eliminate legal exposure through non-consensual releases and ballot manipulation. Despite submitting objections, they were not docketed, leading Dr. Gill to file the motion suit to challenge the reorganization process. The filing includes motions to strike plan supplements, invalidate tainted ballots, and enforce constitutional due process rights. A confirmation hearing is set for April 30, 2025, in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas. Dr. Gill plans to pursue post-confirmation remedies through Rule 60 relief, appellate review, and federal prosecution, advocating for healthcare integrity, disability rights, and constitutional protections. Kantrowitz, Goldhammer & Grafman PC, pursues class action after reports of GM engine seizures. Kantrowitz, Goldhammer & Grafman PC, is investigating alleged defects in General Motors' 6.2-liter V9 L87 engines in various models from 2019 to 2024. Vehicles affected include Chevrolet Silverado 1500, Tahoe, Suburban, GMC Sierra 1500, Yukon, Yukon XL, Cadillac Escalade, and Escalade ESV. Owners have reported sudden power loss from engine seizures, possibly due to bearing failures. This poses safety risks such as loss of power while driving, increasing crash and injury risks. Despite ongoing investigations and complaints, GM has not issued a recall. The law firm is considering a class action lawsuit for affected owners entitled to compensation for repairs, diminished value, and other damages. Contact Kantrowitz, Goldhammer & Grafman PC for assistance.
IRS policy change risks alienating immigrant taxpayers. The IRS's new policy allowing the sharing of taxpayer information with ICE has sparked fear in immigrant communities, particularly in Texas. Many worry about the implications for tax compliance and trust in the system. Tax attorneys and advocacy groups are closely monitoring the situation, concerned that the sharing of information could deter individuals from filing taxes. This could lead to a decline in tax revenue and create obstacles for eligible filers. Taxpayers are urged to seek professional assistance to navigate their tax obligations amidst this uncertainty. Education and awareness initiatives are crucial in empowering individuals to understand their rights and options. Stakeholders in tax compliance and immigrant rights are closely watching the effects of this policy change, emphasizing the need to protect vulnerable populations while upholding legal obligations. USA Bug Sweeps President Michael Auletta, featured on WPRI 12 News discussing bugging device detection and privacy concerns. USA Bug Sweeps President Michael Auletta was recently featured on WPRI 12 News discussing the increasing threat of hidden surveillance devices in private spaces. Auletta highlighted the ease with which individuals can obtain and install hidden cameras and audio recorders, posing significant risks to personal privacy and security. USA Bug Sweeps specializes in bugging device detection services, utilizing state-of-the-art equipment to uncover hidden surveillance devices. Auletta emphasized the importance of remaining vigilant against both external and internal threats, as demonstrated in a recent case at Rhode Island College. For more information on USA Bug Sweep services, visit their website or contact them directly at 888-808-4802.
Cowper Law LLP defeats Medtronic's motion for summary judgment in MiniMed insulin pump litigation. Cowper Law LLP has successfully defeated Medtronic Inc.'s motion for summary judgment in the cases Davis et al. V. Medtronic MiniMed Inc. et al. And Burgess et al. V. Medtronic MiniMed Inc. The judge found evidence of fraudulent concealment by Medtronic regarding defective retainer rings in its insulin pumps dating back to 2016. The cases are scheduled for trial on July 21, 2025, in front of Judge Elihu Burley in Los Angeles Superior Court's Complex Division. Cowper Law LLP represents over 1,000 type 1 diabetics affected by the FDA Class 1 recalled Medtronic 600 series insulin pumps.
Ugandan corporate attorney with decades of legal experience, Brenda Nabatanzi Mpanga, the founding attorney and managing partner at B&M Advocates in Kampala, Uganda, brings over 2 decades of legal experience, specializing in corporate, commercial transaction, and corporate governance advisory. B&M Advocates offers full-service legal consultation and representation. With a mission to provide business-centered legal solutions, they cater to individuals, entrepreneurs, small and medium-sized businesses, and global corporations across various sectors of the Ugandan economy. Led by Brenda Nabatanzi Mpanga, the firm's professional team ensures quality legal advice, integrity, and trust. Contact B&M Advocates at +256-414-252-652 for appointments or online inquiries at info@bnmlaw.org. Visit their website or LinkedIn page for more details.
U.S. silicon metal producers file petitions to stop unfairly traded imports from Angola, Australia, Laos, Norway, and Thailand. Ferroglobe USA Inc. and Mississippi Silicon LLC have filed petitions with the U.S. Department of Commerce and U.S. International Trade Commission to investigate unfairly traded silicon metal imports from Angola, Australia, Laos, Norway, and Thailand. These imports are causing harm to the U.S. industry, critical for national security products. Dumping margins of up to 337.84% are alleged, along with subsidies. The petition seeks special duties on these imports. Ferroglobe's CEO Marco Levy stated that fair competition is crucial for domestic production. Mississippi Silicon CEO Eddie Bordwine emphasized the importance of enforcing trade laws to protect American manufacturing. The investigations are set to begin by May 14, 2025, with a preliminary ITC determination expected by June 9, 2025.
U.S. silicon metal producers file petitions to stop unfairly traded imports from Angola, Australia, Laos, Norway, and Thailand. Ferroglobe USA Inc. and Mississippi Silicon LLC have filed petitions with the U.S. Department of Commerce and U.S. International Trade Commission to investigate unfairly traded silicon metal imports from Angola, Australia, Laos, Norway, and Thailand. The petitions allege dumping margins of up to 337.84% and detail extensive injury to the U.S. industry. The next steps include Commerce's investigations by May 14, 2025, and a preliminary ITC determination by June 9, 2025. Ferroglobe and Mississippi Silicon are leading American silicon metal producers seeking relief from unfair trade practices that have harmed domestic production and workers. For more information, visit Ferroglobe's website at ferroglobe.com and Mississippi Silicon's website at missilicon.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsARAMP Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.